At 8:49 on a Tuesday morning, joining us now in the KYMN studios, Janelle Teppin, the Dundas City Administrator. Good morning, Janelle.
Good morning, Jeff.
Thank you so much for coming in today.
My pleasure.
Dundas, what is going on? You've got we're here in late in the summer. We can talk. Pretty soon, we'll be talking baseball because you're going to be the town of baseball. Well, you already are, but we'll talk more about that. Let's start off with last night's council meeting, though. What were the highlights?
Just a couple of things. Both of which we've talked about before. And in fact, at the last time I was here, we talked about the council discussing, you know, our future wastewater, you know, just what we're going to do in the future as the community grows. We currently have an agreement with the city of Northfield that we, you know, send all of our wastewater through their facility. We have, an agreement that goes for many years, but, you know, just kind of planning, kind of looking thoughtfully at that and how we move forward. We had a proposal from WSB, our engineering firm, last night to do a kind of the first step in any future wastewater type facility, and that is kind of looking at what the city of Dundas discharges in terms of effluent to the city of Northfield, and then into, you know, the Cannon River and Lake Bilsby, and there are limits set by the PCA and how we might fit into that. And that's kind of, you know, just the first step in looking at what our future holds in terms of wastewater treatment.
Effluent. That's a very good word. Very nicely put. Let's talk about the future of Dundas. Have you ever had like a demographic survey or anything done? Do we have any idea of how many people in 2030, 2040, 2050 might be living in Dundas in the area that you would be thinking about serving?
Oh, sure. You know, that's why communities do a comprehensive plan, and they look 20 to 30 years ahead. And we have growth areas that's kind of driven in part by the annexation agreement that we have with Bridgewater Township. But trying to predict the pace of that growth and that development is so much driven by economics.
It's a moving target.
Yep, it is a complete moving target. So we are truly looking at this with a 20 to 30 year lens. It is not a 5 to 10 year plan. It is in the future.
You know, and you think about where the technology may be 20, 30 years down the road as far as, you know, wastewater and treatment. Yeah, there's
right.
It's hard to predict.
Yes, it is. Very hard.
Janelle Teppin is with us. You also had a work session last night about the budget. And yeah, it's July, but the new year is still 5 months plus away, but you got to work on that budget. What were the highlights last night?
So this was the first time the city council has seen the proposed 2023 general fund budget. We work towards the adoption of that preliminary levy by September 30th, and then adoption of the final levy at the first meeting in December, along with the what we call the truth and taxation hearing. And so it's just kind of the first step in that whole process, and that, you know, we kind of build in, if you think about building blocks in terms of the budget. So, again, last night was the first look at the proposed general fund budget. That is just dealing with the property tax levy for 2023. And, you know, what drivers are associated with that budget, you know, the rate of inflation on a nationwide level is 5.something%. We made accommodations in our budget for increases to fuel and utilities, you know, electric utilities, things like that. We, our workers' comp, is increasing, you know, pretty drastically due to some of the claims across the state with, especially with respect to police officers and PTSD claims. We'll look at increases in health insurance for city employees and the cost of living adjustments that we need to make to remain competitive in our market. We're also planning and proposed last night to the council the addition of a full-time police officer, which would bring our full-time staff up to 4 if you include the police chief. And that's the reduction, includes the reduction of some part-time police officer hours. So just, you know, again, looking at the growth that we've had, where we look at our, you know, the community in terms of the next few years and what services that we need to provide, that kind of thing.
You know, included with that 5% inflation rate is the price of houses. So property values are going to be going up as well. Do you have, I believe the Rice County Assessor is responsible for getting those types of numbers. Have you received those yet? Do we know what we're looking at as far as property values, how much that increase will be?
We did get preliminary numbers from Rice County. I don't have, we didn't break it down in terms of percentage, but that does, you know, affect our bottom line in terms of the budget. So we, with those, with everything that I just talked about, you know, those kind of drivers in our budget, we're still looking at over 3% decrease to our tax rate. So all property taxpayers would be looking at a slight reduction in property taxes that they would pay for the city of Dundas based on those preliminary numbers that we got from Rice County in valuations.
Boy, property taxes, I think, for the average homeowner are really kind of baffling when you think of the increases and decreases and such, because you have increases in value, a decrease in the rate, and you have the, of course, city, you've got the educational district, the school district, along with the county. It's a confused mess, but we're here to make it all straight for you, and we'll be doing that over the course of the next 6 months. Listen closely. Janelle Tappan from the City of Dundas is with us. Janelle, anything else you'd like to mention about Dundas or what's coming up in the near future?
So our next meeting, City Council meeting, is on August 8th. We'll have another work session on the budget, and we'll include our capital improvement program. And that looks at some of our bigger projects that we have out there and how we intend to fund those over the years, things like sidewalks and trails. We've got a cold storage building that's in our proposed capital improvement plan for next year. And these are things that the council has seen for many years.
All right. We'll look forward to that meeting. Thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome.
Enjoy your late July and early August, and we'll talk to you in a couple of weeks.
All right. Thanks, Jeff.
Janelle Tappan, Dundas City Administrator.